still feel pretty good about, you know, you felt pretty good after the game last night about just, you know, beating the Jets and all that. You still still on that high?
I mean, after watching the tape, I mean, you know, we, you know, kind of left some plays on the field that, you know, we could have made. I mean, we learned, you know, from the mistakes we made on the field, and we played well as a team. We got the W. I mean, it was a great, you know, division win. So, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty happy.
What did you like about the defense yesterday?
I mean, we played, with physical, with tenacity. I mean, played with a purpose, played as a unit, and, you know, it's always good. I mean, you know, we're at a point where, you know, we've, you know, seeing the accomplishment of beating the Jets, and it's great, but we're working towards moving towards Dallas. I mean, it's Monday, and, you know, we got to start watching film on them and, you know, working towards a new work week.
So you found out what was the key overall on third down? You guys had a lot more success than you had in the previous couple.
I mean, you know, anytime you're facing, you know, quarterback was, you know, historically played well against, you know, us. You know, you got to disguise, you got to switch up looks, and, you know, give him different things to try to, you know, throw him off his game a little bit. And, you know, we did that as a group. I mean, we did that great defensively, and, you know, got some, you know, if it wasn't, you know, actual, you know, pressure on him, we got, you know, some good pass rush and, you know, played tight defensive coverage.
When you got the word yesterday morning that you were starting, what is your reaction when the coach says, yeah, you?
I mean, excitement, you know, opportunity, you know, to be a part of something great on defense and, you know, showcase, you know, my talent as well. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, excited about the opportunity. You know, opportunity is the key to life, you know, so you just got to, you know, make the best of it.
How'd you feel after?
Yeah, played well, you know, so I was, you know, happy, you know, being, you know, side by side with, you know, Patrick Chung, you know, communicating, you know, the defensive calls, and, you know, we played well as a unit.
You and Patrick seemed to have a pretty good understanding, and he spoke to it after the game yesterday, saying, you know, a couple times we just looked at each other, and he knew what I was thinking, or I knew what he was thinking, and that's obviously critical back there.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's a very, very smart player. I mean, he knows his defense inside and out, and, you know, I've learned a lot of things from him, you know, since I've been here. So, I mean, anytime you have, you know, someone that you're working with, you know, you can communicate on a high level with, you know, that only, you know, benefits a team, you know, in the long run, so.
Now that you guys are five games into the season, you feel everything's starting to come together to gel. I mean, defense played well, the running game played well the last couple of weeks. Is it coming together?
I don't know. You can't really say that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of football left to be played, and, you know, our goal as a team is to get better each week. So, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, it's to be seen, you know, how good we can be. But, you know, we're focused on Dallas this week, and, you know, another opportunity for, you know, us as a team and as a defense to, you know, to really play, you know, to another level. So, you know, that's what we're working on.
Having started yesterday playing more defensive snaps than you had in the previous games, has anything changed for you this week in terms of preparation?
No. I mean, you know, you know, prepare all the time as if you're a starter, you know, when you're a backup guy, and then when you are a starter, you still prepare, you know, the same. So, I mean, we do a good job as a group in the secondary, you know, watching film together, you know, preparing, studying the game plan, and, you know, that's what we're doing with Dallas. I mean, you know, this is a team that, you know, Tony Romo, they have weapons all across the board. I mean, they're a fast, very fast football team. So, you know, we have to, you know, really have our hands full, and we have to prepare well for them.
How much are you enjoying your time here in New England?
What's there not to enjoy? I get to hang out with you guys, you know? No, definitely am. I mean, you know, it's a great organization, you know, great team, and, you know, I'm definitely privileged to be a part of something special.
Were you guys happy with the job you guys did on Keller yesterday and with Witten coming in, another, you know, pretty dynamic tight end?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're definitely focused on, you know, Witten at this point. I mean, you know, Keller, he's a great player in himself, and, you know, we kind of executed the game plan well with him. But, you know, now with, you know, another Pro Bowl caliber tight end, I mean, you know, our hands are going to be full once again in the back end. So I know Coach is going to have some, you know, different schemes for us and, you know, dial up some things. But, you know, we really got to study our game plan. And, you know, like I said, we have our hands full in the back end once again.